Okay, today is Daf Chav Zayin. Today's Daf is sponsored by Sharon Beryl Daskal, Zeicha Nishmas, Yentel Bas, Shraga Shmuel, and the Shamar Shavan Aliyah. Okay, so we are discussing the Zmanim of Tefillah. We're on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis, by the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the two dots. Right, so Rabbi Yehuda said, right, when it came to Shacharis, Rabbi Yehuda said the Zman of Shacharis is till Arva Shos, until the fourth hour. So whenever the Gemara mentions the word Ad, we have the same question. Is Ad inclusive or not? Meaning, they asked in the Shia, when Rabbi Yehuda says that the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis is Ad Arba Shos, is Ad V'Ad V'Chlal, does it include the fourth hour, which means the Zman of Tefillah Shacharis is till the end of the fourth hour, meaning the beginning of the fifth hour, Odilma, or Ad V'Lo Ad V'Chlal, or is it not inclusive, meaning it stops at when the fourth hour starts, meaning you only have 3 hours, and then after 3 hours is over, you're done. So Tashma, so let's bring a proof from the Mishnah. What the Gemara is trying to prove, what we're trying to do, is take other places in the Mishnah where Rabbi Yehuda says his man, and figure out based on that whether it has to be Ad V'Ad B'Chlal or Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal. So Rabbi Yehuda, so Tashma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda said when it comes to Mincha, Mincha is Ad Plaga Mincha, is Ad the Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara says, Iyamar Bishlama Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal, if you say it, Ad means not inclusive of Plaga Mincha, that means it stops at Plaga Mincha, then there's going to be a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. But if Ad means Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, that means you're including Plaga Mincha, so you're including that last part of the day, that means it goes till Shkia, which is the same thing as the Chachamim. So that's what the Gemara says. Tashmar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Plaga Mincha, Iyamart Bishlama Ad V'Lo Ad B'Chlal, Hainu D'Ika Ben Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Then there's a difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Eli Iyamart Ad V'Ad B'Chlal, that's inclusive, then Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Rabbanan. Right, Rashi says, Hain Rabbanan, Yisalka Daitach, Rabbi Yehuda, Plag Achron Shel Mincha Achronika Amar. We're talking about the Plag Achron. Plag Achron means half of. So what the time for we're talking about is if you have, you're talking about Plag Achron Mincha Achronika. Mincha Achronika is like 3.5 hours. So therefore, Plag Achron, you split up the time from 3.5 hours to 6 hours, and it's the last half, inclusive of that last half, which would then be up to Shkia, which is the same thing as the Rabbanan. So Gemara says, wait a second. So now you're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda must mean Ad V'Lo Ad V'Chlal, because otherwise you have no difference in the ratio. Well, then look about the next part. Elamai, Ad V'Lo Ad V'Chlal, it must be not inclusive. Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa, where if it's Shel Musaf and Kol Hayom, where the Musaf, Kanakama says the Musaf goes all day. You have all day to say the Musaf. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and there was an issue whether or not this word, this language is in our Mishnah or not, but it's definitely in our Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that the Zman of Musaf is Ad Sheva Shos, until the seventh hour. Gemara says, "V'tanya," and you have a book. So what does that mean until the seventh hour? Does that mean inclusive of the seventh hour, which means you have till 1? Or does that mean lo ad b'chlal, which means only till 12, until the seventh hour starts? So the Gemara says, "V'tanya," a braisa that says, "Hayu l'fanav shtei tfilos." Someone has in front of him two tfilos to daven. Achal shel musaf ve'achal shel mincha. He has a choice now. He has to daven musaf or mincha. It actually becomes an issue if you go too long on Yom Noraim, so why people start early, you really have to finish. You really have to start Musaf before the Zman of Mincha. Because if you get to the point where Mincha, it's already Zman of Mincha, there are those who say that Mincha should come before Musaf. And then you have to skip Musaf, do Mincha, and then go back to Musaf. So you have to really, the Gabbai has to make sure that, you know, we don't have that problem usually, because the Zman of Mincha is usually later than in September. So, but you have to be careful to make sure that you start Musaf before the Zman of Mincha. But what's the case here? So you have, Hayu Lefanu Shtei Tfilos, you have two Tfilos to daven, Achash Shel Musaf and Achash Shel Mincha. Right? Mispalo Shel Mincha. First, he spoke, Kanakama says, first daven mincha, v'yachar kach shel musaf. Then do musaf. Why? Shezo tadira. Tadir sheno tadir tadir kodim. Musaf mincha happens more often. It's more frequently. V'zoein tadira. You don't daven mincha, you daven every day. Musaf, you don't daven every day. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Yehuda says, no, mispalo shel musaf. You should daven musaf first. Why? V'achar kach shel mincha, and then mincha. Shezo overis. Because mincha, the time is going to pass. Because remember, Yehuda says that mincha, musaf is going to pass, because you have till 7 hours. Mizoeno veris. A mincha, you have more time because you have till plaga mincha, right? Mizoeno veris. V'iyamart bishlama ad v'ad v'chlal. Now let's figure it out. We have to find a case where the time of mincha and musaf are going to overlap. So how is that going to work? Because otherwise, you're not going to have a competition. It has to be a competition. So v'iyamart bishlama ad v'ad v'chlal. And when does mincha start? Mincha starts at 6.5 hours, right? At 12:30. That's when first you can start at the perfect day. So v'yamad bishma avi avichal, that avi avichal, it means avi avichal, which means saving musaf to the seventh hour means you have till 1 o'clock. You have the entire seventh hour. Hainu de mishkachas luhu shtei tefilos b'hadayadadi. Then you can have the two tefilos together. you have that time period from 12:30 to 1 where they can over, where they can overlap. Right, but if you say ad v'lo'ad v'chal, which means that Musaf has to end according to Rabbi Yehuda at 12, and Mincha only starts at 12:30, when do you have the competition? When will you have these two tefillos competing with each other? Because once the time of Mincha begins, which is at 6.5 hours, at 12:30, right? They're already past the Zman of Musaf, which according to Ad V'lo Ad B'chlal and according to Rabbi Yehuda, ends at 12. So when do you have? Elamai, it must be Ad V'ad B'chlal. It has to be inclusive. Well, if it's inclusive, then we have the problem in the Reisha. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Right? Elamai, Ad V'ad B'chlal, Kasher Reisha. Maika bin Rabbi Yehuda L'Rabbanan. So what? Which one is it? Is it Ad V'ad B'chlal? So the Gemara says, okay. Mi Sabra at the high plague of Mincha, plague of Chornikamar. Remember, it's a plague of Mincha means you split up the time into two. The second half and the first half. We assume, or the Gemara's Havamin assumed, that you're talking about the second half. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Plaga Mincha, it's inclusive until Shkia. That's not what it means. Mik Sabar Dehai Plaga Mincha, Plaga Krona Kamar. Plag Rishona Kamar means that the Zman of Plaga Mincha is at the end of the first part of that splitting. So that's at, it's at 9, it's at 3:30, and they have to, basically. It's 9.5 hours, right? Yeah, 3:30, 9.5 hours. Plag Rishona Kamar, Vahachi Kamar. And this is what the Brisa means to say. Amos nothing plag rishon of ali plag achrona. What's the dividing line between the two plags, the two parts of the time of Mincha? It's michi nothing achadis reishos chaser revi. When 11 hours, it's 10:45, 10 hours and 45 minutes, not 9:45. It's at 10 hours and 45 minutes. That's when the plag of Mincha is the split. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Avi Abdichlal until the end of that first plaq, until 10 hours and 45 minutes. So the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan is an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, it's an hour and 15 minutes. But he has till 3:45, sorry, till 4:45. He has till 4:45, and Chachamim have till 6 on the perfect day. That's the, but it's Avi Abdichlal. It is inclusive. Because if it's not Avi Abdichlal, then you never have the competition between the Mincha and the Musaf. Amr Rav Nachman says, Afana Nami Tanina, we also have a brisa that supports that Rabbi Yehuda holds Avi Abdichlal. The Gemara is now going to quote a Mishnah in Edios, in the first Mishnah in the sixth parak of Edios. Again, the Mishnah is in Edios, it's just a whole potpourri. The base doors of the base medrash were open that day, everyone that came in, say whatever Edios, any testimony that you have. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, he'id chamisha dvarim. He has made five things, they have nothing to do with each other, the last one is just going to be germane to our topic. Right, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, hey, chamisha dvarim. Number one, shema'anim es ha-katana. You tell the katana that she should do miyun. What's the case? Okay, Rashi goes to the case. But what is miyun? Mida raisa, a father can marry off his daughter. Right, mida rabbanon. If the father dies, there's no one who can marry can do that. The rabbanon instituted this idea that you can have kedusha katana by the brothers or the mother. It's but kedusha de rabbanon. And how do you break that up? Is that since it's only midrabanan, the girl can make a refusal when she gets older. It's called miyun. So there are certain situations where we tell the girl to do miyun, right? So sometimes Beis Din tells the girl that she should do miyun. Rashi brings it down. Shema'ani sakatana. He said katana sheisiyasa ima. A katana that her mother married her la'achra misa zaviya after her father died. The midaraisa in kedushin klum. Midaraisa, there's nothing here. So katana ain't bas das. She has no das. She can't create her own kedushin. Only the father has power to marry off, not the mother. The rabbanon gave the power to the mother to have kedushin. To require miyun, so therefore she'll be, you know, in somebody's house, but she can refuse it, and then but there won't be any znus because she'll be technically married. If she does miyun after time, Amra Efshiba, I don't want to be with this guy. Yotzes Matarasakol Adam, she can just leave this man, the Enet Sricha Mena get. She doesn't need a get. The Hey Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Shapamim Shemitzvah Beis Din Lulamda Shetamayimbo. Sometimes there's a mitzvah for Beis Din to tell her that she should do miyun. They give the case, Somos. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah, right? Achas Gedola Kedusha Kedusha Torah. So Reuven's married to Leah, Kedusha Deraisa, and Shimon Veachas Katana Shein Kedusha Elam Midarabanan. So only married Midin Darabanan. Umeis Bailos Gedola. So the Reuven dies right below Banim. There's no children. So now Rachel sorry, Leah falls before Shimon for Yibum. Venimsa Zekukalo Minatora. That is a din d'oraisa. She's supposed to do Yibum over there. Vezika Zawasura says Ishto Allah Mishum Achos Kuka. They have a problem now because that Zika now forbids him to be with his the Rabbanan wife. So we teach the Rabbanan wife to do Miun. So therefore he can accomplish the Yibum Midoraisa. Okay, that's the first case. Hema'ana Sakatana. Number two, Bishim Mesayin as Isha Al Pi Eid Echad. A woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam, and we don't know, and one aide comes and testifies that he died. We believe the aide, right? Rashi says, Sha'am Allah, Mace Baileh, Medina Sayyam, and that she can get married. The Gemara says usually it means to marry to the aide, not to other people. And number three, Al Tarnagol, Shiniska, Bushalayim, Ashahorgas, and Nefesh. Then when it says Shor Haniska, well, it's Shor kills somebody, it means all animals. Therefore, if a chicken kills somebody, in case it was a chicken pecked on the head of a little baby, and they killed the baby, it's considered they can kill, you kill the chicken. That's called a shor niskal, even though it's a chicken. And wine, when it reaches the age of 40 days old, it can be put on the mizbeach, because at that point in time, it becomes alcoholic. It's no longer considered grape juice. It's not considered wine. It's fermented enough and can be used for nisachim, for wine libations on the mizbeach. And the fifth one, which is germane to our topic, that the carbon tamid of shachar was brought during the fourth hour, which means avi abichal, goes all the way throughout the fourth hour. That means avi abichal. There is a fascinating Gilyon HaShas here. The Gilyon HaShas says, the al tamid shal shachar, he says, ayin birashli mishle. Keep it eager, no all Torah. And he says, you should look at a Rashi on mishle to discuss what this is, and it's brought down also to Tamid Rebbe Yona. What's the case of the tamid shal shachar that was brought in the Arba Shos? So the Rashi on Mishlei, Rebbe Yona brings, this is the day after Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro. The day after Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro, so he overslept. He says he overslept, and he had the keys to the base of Mikdash, and he only woke up in the fourth hour. There was still enough time to be makriv the Korban Shachatami, even the fourth hour. The Ravid says, what Raya is that? Maybe they just makriv it because that's when he woke up. Maybe if he woke up the fifth hour, sixth hour, seventh hour, they also would have been makriv the Korban because they wanted to be makriv the Korban. Might not have been Yotze, but they wanted to do it. Who says it's a Raya? So he claims, the Ravid says, no, it's nothing to do with that. It just has to be that they had testimony that they knew that nothing to do with Shlomo Melech. But they happen to have known that up to the fourth, even in the fourth hour, that sometimes they were makriv the Korban Tamid. Usually, as a Mishnayis, we did a few months ago in Mishnayis and Tamid, they were makriv it like at the crack of dawn. They would do the Korban Tamid. They wouldn't wait this long. Okay. Amar of Kahan, I just think it's amazing that, took over Kiv Eger, i.e. Rashi Mishle. He's like a computer, better than a computer. Amar of Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that the Korban Tamid of Shachar is brought even in the fourth hour, and that's the same thing when it comes to Shacharis, that it can go even through 4 hours. So you have till 10 o'clock, right? You have till 10 o'clock to daven. Why do we pass like him? Hoel utnan b'bichirta kivatei. Because the Mishnah in the Bechirta, Seches Edios is like the special high-level Mishnayis, it's called the Bechirta, because that's when the Beis Medrash was open and everybody was there together, and therefore, since the Mishnah in Edios, Haskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, and Paskins, Rabbi Yehuda says, inclusive of the fourth hour, up to 10 o'clock, the Halacha is like him, and that's when we can daven, Shacharis. Then the Mishnah says, it goes back to the Mishnah in Edius. The Mishnah in Edius said, Al Tamid Shel Shachar Shakar Ba'Arba Shos. Right? You have all the way to the fourth, through the fourth hour. Not to the fourth hour, but through the fourth hour. So, Man Tana Leha De Tana Rabbanan. We can try to find the author of the following Braisa. This Braisa is discussing the Lekitas Haman, the gathering of the Man. The Pasuk says, Vayilketu Oso Ba'Boker Ba'Boker. We gather it each and every morning. Ish Kafi Ochlo, everyone according to what he needed to eat. V'cham Hashemesh v'namas, and there came the heat of the sun, and then it would melt away. Basically, there would be no more. So, what's v'cham Hashemesh? So, v'cham Hashemesh v'namas be'arba shos. It's in the fourth hour. At the fourth hour, that's when the sun was strong enough and everything melted. Ata Omer be'arba shos. You say in the fourth hour. O ein ela v'sheish shos. Maybe the morning continued all the way to the sixth hour, and that's when it melted. So kishu Omer. So therefore, when the pot comes back and says kishu Omer. Kichom Hayom, right, that's by Avraham Avinu, he's after the Bris Milah, who Yosef Pesach Ha'ol, Kichom Hayom, the Kichom Hayom, that we all learned, that means the Chom of the day is Hare Sheshos Amor, that's at midday, that's Sheshos, right, Rashi brought up the sun, Hashem brought the sun, so it should be hot, because he didn't have any guests, and the guests came, Kichom Hayom means, so Kichom Hayom means the sixth hour, so Han Mani Mekayim B'Cham Hashemesh V'Namas, so what's Chom Hayom is sixth hour, B'Cham Hashemesh must mean the fourth hour. So it has to be the fourth hour. But Abashos. So up in at the fourth hour. So money. That's so that means after the fourth at the fourth hour it's no longer morning. Revoke, they collect it. It's no longer morning, and therefore the mum would melt. Well, who says that at the beginning of the fourth hour it's no longer morning? It's not Rabbi Huda, because he says you have through the fourth hour. Right. It's not the Chachamim, because they say you have until Chatzos. So who does this go like? Money, lo Rabbi Huda, lo Rabbana. D Rabbi Huda, according to Rabbi Huda, ad arba shamas namid safrahu. When you start the fourth hour, it's still morning. V'i Rabbana, ad Chatzos namid safrahu. It's still the morning up to midday. The Gemara says, Ibai same Rabbi Huda, Ibai same Rabbana. No, you can say this Raisa goes according to either of them. We just have to reinterpret the words, baboker, baboker. Right? It says the word baboker, baboker twice, must be teaching something.
So they didn't have man for the rest of the day?
They took enough for the whole day in the morning.
What?
Whatever was left in the field melted away. They took what they needed in the morning, and then it was gone.
This was in the field.
Yeah. They went to the field, right. Pasuk says, right, Vayilkul to Osu Voker, they gathered each morning, each kefil chlo, everyone took what they needed for that day, and then whatever was left over in the fields, melted. Gone. Okay. The Ibai Seim Rabbanan, right? You could. Shmos Tes Zayin Perach Avalu. Vayilkul to Osu Voker Voker Ish Kefil Chlo V'Chama Shemesh V'Namas. Okay, so Ibai Seim Rabbanan the Amar Krabba Boker Boker. It says Boker twice, which means you have to split the day into two, the morning into two. Chelkul Shnei V'Karim. There are two parts of the morning. 6 hours is now split into 3 hours. So that means at the fourth hour you're done. Right, and melt. Vibai is Emer Rabbi Yehuda, high boker Yaseira, but boker doesn't mean to split the boker into two, because then you have only have four hours, right?
Yeah.
So only have 2 hours. He says, no, high boker Yaseira, the extra word boker, is lahaktimo sha'achas, is to make it 1 hour earlier. So even though normally he says boker extends through the fourth hour, here, because it says boker, it ends at the beginning of the fourth hour. So that's when it would stop, because that's what b'chama shemesh means. Right, the kule alma mia b'chama shemesh v'namas v'arba shos. But everyone says that b'chama shemesh means at the fourth hour. So my mashma, how do you know b'chama shemesh means that? So Amar Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov Amar Kra b'chama shemesh v'namas. The warmth of the sun and then it melts and doesn't say k'chom hayom. So eizi hishah sheshemesh cham v'atzel tzoning. What time of the day is that the sun is warm but the shade still provides protection? Kechom Hayom, there's no, it's the entire day, right, that's why Avraham Avinu, that means everything is hot. Chol HaShemesh is then to be how the Omer shows Barba shows. It's time of day when the sun is out strong, but there's still protection from the shade, because the sun is not directly overhead. Okay. Next. The Mishnah said, Tzfilas HaMincha, is till when? Chacham say Ad Erev. Rabbi Yehuda said Ad Plag HaMincha, which we said was 4:45 on the perfect day. So Amalei Rechizla Rav Yitzhak, Rechizla says to Rav Yitzhak, Hasa, when it comes to Tefillah Shacharis, Amar Rav Kahana, Halachik Rabbi Yehuda, he said that Halacha was like Rabbi Yehuda, Utnam B'Bechirta, Kavasei, because the Mishnah in Adius held like him. But Hacha Mai, what's the Halacha here by Mincha? In other words, we had the same thing a few days ago about Shmuel. There we said, well, we say the Halacha is like him, Halacha is like him, and we don't say the Halacha is like him, Halacha is not like him. So why do you have the question of Rabbi Yehuda? Because here we're talking about Zmanim. So you want to be, an idea is being consistent throughout the day of the Zmanim. So if we held like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Shacharis, should we also hold like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Mincha? So Ishtik v'lo amar lelo midi. Rabbi Yitzchak was quiet and didn't answer him. So Amar Chizdik, next say Anan, let's look into it ourselves. Midarav matzli, let's prove it. Rav davind shall Shabbos be'erev Shabbos odyom. Rav would davind Shabbos mariv, the Friday night mariv, earlier, during the day. So Rav would davind earlier. All right, just a second. Bottom, Rashi on the bottom. Shall Shabbos erev Shabbos shekibel alav Shabbos miodyom. Which okay, so he's davening Mariv early, which must means if he can daven Mariv when it's still daylight, he must hold like Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, now it's the time of Mariv because Mincha ended a little bit earlier, right? Nefsianan midarav matzli shall Shabbos erev Shabbos miodyom shema mina halachik Rabbi Yehuda. You hold it to halachas like Rabbi Yehuda that there's matzli the Mincha's ad plag with Mincha, and afterwards you can daven Mariv. The Gemara says, why do you have to prove? That's not a proof. Adarabba, Mid Rav Huna v'Rabbanan lo havu matzli ad orta. Well, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, they would not daven until the night time, right? Ho shvamina ain't alach Rav Yehuda. It means Allah is not like Rav Yehuda. I don't understand that right at all. Rav Yehuda says you're trying to prove that the Allah is like, not like Rav Yehuda because these chachamim daven only at nightfall. Rav Yehuda doesn't say the only time to daven Marav is from Plag HaMincha to nightfall. He says the beginning time is to daven right after Plag HaMincha, and you can go the whole night. So these chachamim who daven later on at night, they're still holding like Rabbi Yehuda. How's it a raya against Rabbi Yehuda? Yeah. I don't have an answer.
Maybe they would hold that you're mechuyev to do it.
But that's not what
when the mitzvah comes, you have to do it right away. If you have some sort of extraneous circumstance, then you could push it off. But your chiyuv starts the minute the chiyuv starts.
You know, no one says you have to daven Maariv the moment it's exactly. The time comes.
Maybe you do.
Bring me the proof.
Right, what do you mean? The minute you have an opportunity to do mitzvah, you have to take the opportunity. You can't push it off.
We said you have to daven Maariv. You can't eat beforehand. You can have a kusu suda beforehand. Right. But no one said that you have the second the time comes, you have to daven it.
No, that's what unless you're doing something else.
I need a raya for that. I don't know.
Isn't it more a raya that you can daven mincha after plaka?
I just don't think it has. It's a proof to. I don't think it disproves Rabbi Yehuda. And he asked the question. I know here also now. I see. He says, "L'chor kasha ketsim ochim masei shel Rabbi Yehuda shein alach Rabbi Yehuda." Although gam im Rabbi Yehuda lo savak Rabbi Yehuda, hare rav savak moso. Okay, it's a different thing. He says, "So you're going to prove the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda because two people didn't hold like him. Well, somebody else did hold like him. Like, how do you prove one way or the other?"
What does he talk about Maariv? He talks about mincha.
The Zman for Maariv begins after the Zman for Mincha is over. That's where you start.
Maybe nightfall.
We all have it on Friday night in the summer.
What we do Friday night in the summer is
following this.
What is
Friday?
The earliest you
be? What? No, it's not following that because you can't. You can't if you can daven Mincha because you can't do both ways. I'm going to get that in a moment. The 7 o'clock, I'm not paskening because people do it and there are shitas to do it.
I'm not talking about 7 o'clock. I'm talking about davening mincha before plaka mincha,
right,
and davening maariv after plaka mincha.
Then you're good.
So what's wrong?
Then you're good. But we didn't get there yet.
You're coming home and you're seeing people still going off to daven mincha, even though you've accepted Shabbos.
Okay.
And that's just proof that you can daven
mincha. You have to. We didn't get to that yet, but you have to choose one psak.
Well, of course you
okay,
do.
So I chose to daven plag. And you chose not to.
Right.
Okay, so what's the problem?
Michael, just to clarify, we don't have a person who just say that you can daven Maariv from Plaga Mincha. It doesn't say that. We're assuming that.
Yeah, the assumption is that Mincha is Maariv is the whole night. And the whole night begins after the after Mincha's over.
Why make that assumption?
Yeah. When else do you start? What are
the Shkia.
Who says?
Who says you start at Mincha?
Because it makes sense. Maariv starts when Mincha's over. that's what Maariv. Okay, so Amar of Chizda. So he said, okay, so either Medrhun of Rabbanu Lo Habi Matzi Ad Orta. So the Gemara says Hashlo Itme Hilchas Lo Kamar Velo Kamar. Since the halacha is not established like either one, so therefore the Abid Kamar Abid, the Abid Kamar Abid, one can do like either one, right? I can't skip anything.
By the way, the raise reason Makim Mitzvahs.
What?
The raise reason Makim Mitzvahs. The Mitzvah.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to do it later.
No, not that you're not allowed to, but that's when you're supposed to.
But that's still not a raya against Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a raya. Rabbi Yehuda still permits you to daven then. So it's not a raya against him. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says you can start here and you continue the whole night. So they daven at the night. So why is that a raya against him? Right. But the Gemara Paskins says the Abed Kamar Abed, the Abed Kamar Abed. Major bruaha now what that means. Does the Abed Kamar Abed, the Abed Kamar Abed means you can just, it's a free-for-all. And you can, some people will say, okay, so you daven this way, you daven that way. Some say the Abu Kamara Abu Gabriel means you have to make a choice in your lifetime. Are you going to be a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or are you going to be a Rabbanan Jew? Are you going to die? And there are others who say that no, every day you can make the choice whether today I'm going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda and tomorrow I'm going to hold like the Rabbanan.
That's
what?
That's zero. You decide every year which one.
Yeah, that's like that. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Lama Gimel, he says, Vaskinan, Paskin, the Avid Kamar Avid, the Avid Kamar Avid, Vuhu Sheyasil Lo Olam Kitchad Binayu. Shulchan Aruch Paskin says, you have a one-time opportunity when you decide that you have to decide. Are you a Rabbi Yehuda Jew or are you a Chachamim Jew? Right? Lo Olam Kitchad Binayu. Shim Asa Kirabanan, the Mispala Mincha Adalaila. If you, the first time you dive like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbanan, you dive in Mincha, you only dive, you wait for Mincha until Shkia. Shuv Enu Yochel Ispala Avrish Mitchlag and Mincha Lamaila. Never can you do like Rabbi Yehuda and daven Maariv before Shkia after Plag. Vim Osik Rabbi Yehuda Umispala Avrish. If you do like Rabbi Yehuda, Sarach Lizayir Shlo Yispala Mincha Ba'Osu Shai. If you daven Maariv after Plag and Mincha, like Rabbi Yehuda allows you to, you have to make sure that you're never going to daven Mincha after Plag and Mincha. Meaning, it's a one time opportunity. He says, "V'achshav shenogul is lispala tefilas mincha alayla." Nowadays, Shulchan Aruch says that we daven mincha all the way till Shkia. Ain lispala tefilas arvis kodem Shkia sacham. You should not daven maariv before sunset. The in b'diavad lispala tefilas arvis plaga mincha l'mal yotze b'diavad yotze. He says, and the Rama says, "Ulidon b'minas elu shenogin lispala arvis plaga mincha." We do it the other way around. He says we daven maariv after plag. Ein lo l'spala mincha karka. You can't do mincha afterwards. It says, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. And then you hold down. Look at Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah says the olam kechad perish shelo yinod pam kach upam kach mishum davi karki disasri. It's contradictory. Afilu lemachar, even the next day. So it seems to be pretty clear from Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that's a one-time choice. Most people don't do that. Most people go, oh, daven plag, whatever. On a long Sunday afternoon, we daven plag. Some shuls have the plag on Friday night. Some shuls don't. I'm just gonna give one nimud shlus on the 7 o'clock mincha, and because what happens at 7 o'clock is you're davening mincha on Friday, you're davening mincha after plag, and then you're davening marav before shkia. You're doing the tarik of the sasari. Yeah. Mincha after plag is like rabbanon. Marav before shkia is like Rabbi Yehuda. So if you hold that, I think it's the Magen Avraham says, if you hold that, and again, I'm not passing all the rabbanon have what they do. It's a whole bruha. Rabbi Leibowitz called it an avla. That's what he claims. That's pretty strong terms. But many shuls, including ours, I believe, do have that. That's the 7 o'clock. So the Magen Avraham holds, says that tfilos are connected to the karbanos. And what's Mairev? Mairev is connected the evarim and the padarim that were put on at the end of the day. When it comes to Shabbos, you can't put on karbanos of the prior day. The only thing that's makir on Shabbos is the karbanos hayom. But to take to burn on the mizbeach things that are not from that day, so after Shkia, to take the Evarim and the Bedarim and put on, it's Usr. But you have to burn them. So when do they do it? They put it on beforehand. So too, on Friday night, since the Mayrib is connected when they put on the Evarim and Bedarim, so too on Friday night, you could put them on.
According to that, you can only do it on Friday night.
According to that, you can only do that on Friday night. Correct. Yeah. Correct.
I haven't heard that.
I guess you're listening.
Yeah? So that's what I heard. I heard a few people online, they said that. I think they quoted the Magen Avraham. I wish they said Magen Avraham Sim and such, but no one said that, so I don't really know, but I'll find out. Okay. Rav Ikla Levei Gneva. Rav went to the house of Gneva. Gneva was the name of Amora. Vitzoli, and he davened Shal Shabbos for Erev Shabbos. He davened Meir of Shabbos when it was still daytime outside. Vahave Matzli Rav Yirmiya Bar Abo Achori de Rav. Rav Yirmiya was davening behind Rav. Vesiim Rav, and Rav finished first. Velo Pasli and Slus the Rav Yirmiya. He didn't take his 3 steps back, so Rav Yirmiya was still davening. So Shema Minah Klas. We learned three things from here. Shema Minah, number one, Shem Ispalel, Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. You can take upon yourself Shabbos early. Shema Minah, Shem Ispalel, Talmud Achrei Rabo. You see from here that the Talmud, meaning the Talmud of Rav Yirmiya, can daven behind his Rebbe. Rav Yirmiya was apparently Rav's Talmud. Ushma Minah, Asur Lavor, can negate Ispalel. You can't pass in front of somebody who's davening unless you have Dalet Amos, or you have a Chatzitza. I think here at the tables is a Chatzitza. It could be a separation. It doesn't include somebody who decides to come in late and daven Shmona Esrei by the door. He's giving up his right to not be bothered by people walking in and out.
What's the second thing that you
understand? Shma Minah Tlash. Shma Minah Shmispal Adam Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Shma Minah Shmispal Taman Al Chayravo. We'll get to it. You have to have patience. Misaili Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Misaili Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. This supports Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. The Amr Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi says, Usur la alvor keneged hamispalim. You're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to pass in front of those who are davening. Gemara says, Aini, is that the din that you're not allowed to do that? Maha Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Chalfi. That din Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi walk in front of somebody who's davening? So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, chutz la'ab, almas with the Chalfi. They were more than 4 amas away. That is permitted. Rabbi Yirmiya Hechi Avid Hachi. How did Rabbi Yirmiya do this? How did he daven behind his Rebbe? How are you allowed to do that? Vaham Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Rav, Olam al Yispal Adam lo keneged Rav. A person should not stand and daven next to his Rebbe, Rashi says, Umar Kilohim Shavim, because then it makes you look like you are equal. Vilo Lachore Rabo, and you can't stand behind your Rebbe, Rashi says, because Nami Yehurahu, looks like a Balgaiva, I don't know. Tosu says that you're not allowed to daven behind your Rebbe because it looks like you're bowing down to him. Right? So that's what, so you can't daven, obviously you can't daven in front of him, you can't daven on the side of him, you can't, so what do? I don't know. V'tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, Hamispal Achrei Rabo, somebody who davens behind his Rebbe, v'hano Saint Shalom Rabo, and he says hello to his Rebbe without using the proper way. Now he just says hello to him like he says, "Hey Steve," as opposed to saying hello Rebbe, right? V'hamachshir Shalom Rabo, and he replies to his Rebbe like regular way. He doesn't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe; he just says Shalom Alecha. V'cholik al Yeshivasol Shel Rebbe. I got someone who does a breakaway yeshiva from his Rebbe's yeshiva. V'omer Dover Shalom Shalom Pi Rabo. And if he says something he didn't hear from the Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda says, if he says something that he didn't hear from the Rebbe, and he quotes his Rebbe, as if he said that, all those things, Gorim Shel Shechina Shestalik Yisrael, that causes the Shechina to leave Yisrael, because, you know, those are Balgaiva things, I guess, it causes the Shechina to leave. So you see from here that you were, it's forbidden to daven from behind the Rebbe. So how did Rabbi Yirmiyah daven behind his Rebbe? So I have two answers. Who says that Rabbi Yirmiyah davened second? Maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah was davening, and Rav came in afterwards and davened before, and then there's no kasha. All right, so then answers differently. He says, Shana Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, the Talmud Chaver Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah was different because he wasn't exactly only a Talmud. He was also a Talmud Chaver. He was also on, you know, the same generation and equal with Rav. The Hainu Dika Amrele, because that's what we see elsewhere, the Hainu Dika Amrele, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba the Rav, another place, Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba said to Rav, Mi bidalt Amrele in Bidilna, below Amri Bidal Mar. He says, he asked him once, did you davened, since you davened early, did you also accept upon yourself to separate Bidalt from doing Malacha? And he says, in, yeah, I did. I separate, not doing Malacha. But from the fact that he says, Mi Bidalt, and he didn't say Mi Bidalt Mar, shows that he's also, that he's not exactly a Talmud, he's also a Talmud Chaver, which means he's a little bit more equal. So the problem being, that's the idea, so see from here that, it's even apparently the Talmud, a Talmud Chaver can daven behind the Rebbe. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, Mibadil, is it really true that when Rav accepted upon himself Shabbos early, he stopped doing Malacha? Right? He has to stop doing Malacha. Maham Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Avin said, Pam Achas, Hispalo Rebbe, Shol Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos. One time, Rebbe daven Ma'ariv Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and then after he daven Ma'ariv, V'nichmas L'merchot V'yotza, Vishanala Pirkin. He went to the bathhouse, which is a malacha, went to the bathhouse, and he, I guess because it's hot water, whatever it is, and then he went out and he learned. Vadayin Ochashechan, it was still not dark, but he davened earlier. You know, so Amarava, Ahudin Nichlas Lazia, Kodum Zerahava. There, it's talking about where Rebbe just went into sweat. He didn't put himself in the hot water, he didn't make the hot water. It was already on, he didn't go to take a bit to bathe, he just went to take a schwitz. And that was before they made a takana, you're not allowed to go into the bathhouse to schwitz. But he didn't do any malacha. So there's no raya there that Rebbe did malacha even after he accepted upon himself Shabbos. So Eini, Maris asked another question, right? Rav said that if you makabal Shabbos with tefillin ojom, you also call upon yourself not to do malacha. Eini, is that true? V'ahavaye, sharele l'rav dimi bar levai l'kavusei soli. Abaye permitted Rav Dimi Bar Levi, I guess Rav Dimi Bar Levi Davin, after Davin Mariv, he permitted him to make some sulfur baskets. I'm not exactly sure. To fumigate the baskets? Oh, to smoke out the sulfur from the baskets. Okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, he did the Hauta Usahu. That was a mistake. Shouldn't have allowed that to happen. The Gemara says, V'ta'uta Mihadra. What does that mean? To'uta Havin? One second. To Uta Havi. Rashi says, to Uta, Loki, let's see Rashi, Loki bolato sefer Shabbos mishas tefillah midas. He didn't, it was the only mistake, the mistake wasn't that he permitted him, he mistakenly accepted upon himself Shabbos. Why? Because el yomu unan haya v'kasavar chashecha v'achar kach zar chachama. He thought it was Shabbos time, so that's why he davened early. So he accepted Shabbos betos, so Rabbi said, oh, you made a mistake, so it's not Shabbos, so you can do the malachas. The Gemara says, wait a second, but the Usa mihadra, just because you did it by mistake, who says you can go back? What? Who says you can go back? V'ha'am Rav Yidan, Mor Rav Yidan said, Pam Achas, one time, it was on Shabbos, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, the became cloudy, Kisfur Ma'am Lomer Chashechu, and everyone thought it was dark time, and now it's time, Shabbos is over. V'nichnasu L'beisa Knesses, they went into Davin, V'spalalu Shemotche Shabbos V'Shabbos, and they Davin, Motche Shabbos Ma'ariv, on Shabbos, then they came out, V'spazru Avim, the clouds dispersed, V'zar Karkama, the sun came out, Ubo B'sholos Rebbe, and they asked Rebbe, what should they do? But Amrar, and he said, hold V'spalalu, V'spalalu. You guys davened already. You can't say, oh, you made a mistake, so you can daven again. So see, that just because you made a mistake, if you make the mistake, it still counts. So he mistakenly accepted upon himself Shabbos, it still counts. So how do you allow him to do malacha? So he says, no, make a mistake does not necessarily count. The reason why here Rebbe said he don't have to daven is because Shani Tzibur lo matfichin lu. It's a tirchel tzibur. Everyone to come back again and daven again later, they're already daven. He said, okay, you daven, you're a yotze. But the individual who accepted upon himself Shabbos by mistake, that was a mistake. So therefore, Abaye allowed him to continue doing the malacha. Amr B'chir Bar Avin. B'chir Bar Avin said, Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav davened, took Shabbos early. Rav Oshi Matzvi Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. And Rav Yoshe would daven Mariv on Motzei Shabbos early. Which is, Rosh Tosfos doesn't like that so much. So let's read in a second. Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. Rav said that you can daven Shal Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Omer Kedusha Alakos. He, the O'en Omer Kedusha Alakos. When he takes, accepts upon himself Shabbos early, can he now make Kiddush? It's still daytime. Can he make Kiddush? So Tashma, the Amr, Rav Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Mispal, Adam, Shal Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you can daven Shabbos earlier, the Omer Kiddush Shal Kos, and you can say Kiddush, the Ilchus HaKavaseh, and the Ilchus like that. I think it's brought down in Poskim, though, that you should, when you have your meal, you should try to have a kazayis of bread after Shkia. Okay. Rav Yoshia Matzli Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshia, he would daven Motzei Shabbos early. So Omer Havdalah Al Kos, so Eno Havdalah Kos. Would he say Havdalah on the Kos early or not? Obviously he's not doing Malacha. But can you say Havdalah on the coast? He's not laying the ish. But can you say Havdalah on the coast early or not? So Tashma, the Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Mispal Adam, Shal Motzei Shabbos B'Shabbos, for Omer Havdalah on the coast. He can say Havdalah on the coast. Tosfos says, Tzali Shal Motzei B'Shabbos, he says it can't be. He says, Yish Lomar, the Hachi Mari Sheish Lutzorach Mitzvah, Lassos Motzei Shabbos. He has some mitzvah that he has to do on Motzei Shabbos. He goes, Lechas Lamotinok. He has to go do a bris milah or something like that. Kids, I don't know what the situation is. He has some mitzvah he has to do. Below yellow yain lavdalim lo yakim. He's not going to have any wine for Abdullah if he doesn't do it early. The vade tzarech lahosif mechol al kodesh, because you can't. You have to do tosef Shabbos. You won't end right. The oraisa aval bechinam lo, but just to stam daven early on Motzei Shabbos, you shouldn't do that. Upshita shelo hayu mharim lahavdil lespalsh on Motzei Shabbos. The gam b'malacha asrim kashecha. It's still asrim malacha. It must have been a reason, a pressing reason that had him do that. Brought down also in poskim to be very careful when it comes to Motzei Shabbos to not daven mariv before the zman of Shabbos is over. Because what happens oftentimes is you see the zman we daven mariv at 6:35, Shabbos is over at 6:40. So people who are not even not coming to shul or in the house, they see 6:35 and they think that Shabbos is over at 6:35 because they're davening mariv. So you have to be careful. Some shuls don't do that. Most shuls do, but make sure that the davening is set at a time where it's definitely over. First, we have to have a little bit of tosefes. Plus, you don't want to, because malacha is still usher, you have to make sure that people don't make that mistake. Okay. Amar Rab Zeir, my son. Okay. Amar Rab Zeir, Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Elazar, Amar Rab Chanina, Amar Rav. Bitzad Amud Zeh, at this pillar, his pal Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Shal Shabbos, or Erev Shabbos. They're saying, at this pillar, Rabbi Yossi Davin, Mariv on Shabbos, on when it was still Friday. He also Ula, when Ula came from Shalom Bavli, he said, no, Amr, this is how the Maisa was, Besad Tamara, Hava, it was at the side of a palm tree, Velo Besad Amr Hava, it wasn't at the side of a pillar, Velo Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Hava, it wasn't Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, El Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, it was Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi Hava, Velo Shal Shabbos Rabbi Shabbos, it wasn't Friday night that he davened early, El Shal Mochi Shabbos Rabbi Shabbos Hava, it was Mochi Shabbos that he davened early. Okay. Tfilas Arab Ein La Keva, Tfilas Mariv has no time. What does it mean, Ein La Keva? My Ein La Keva. If you want to tell me that it means that you can daven all night, listen to Tfilas Ayrev Kolalayla. Say it easier. Tfilas Ma'ariv is all night. Elamai Ein La Keva. What does it mean, Ein La Keva? Kimanda Amar Tfilas Ayrev Rishus. Who goes to point to Kimanda Amar says that Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Rishus. It is a permissible. Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tfilas Ayrev. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chov, Rabbi Shul Omer Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel says it's a Chov. Rabbi Yeshua says it's a Rishus. Amar Abai, halacha to divrei Omer chova. Abai says the halacha like says it's a chova. The Rava we pass it like says halacha divrei Omer rishus. It's Tfilas Ma'ariv is a rishus. It's not chova. So what does that mean? So first of all, we've accepted upon ourselves to be a chova. Tosos throughout Maseches Brachos, and he alludes to it over here also. He says what it means rishus is lav dafka rishus. Doesn't mean it's a rishus that you can if you want to and not want to. It says Ella. It's a rishus, meaning it's a lower level chiyuv, that if there's another mitzvah that you have to do, you can push off ma'ariv and do that other mitzvah beforehand. It doesn't mean you have a choice whether daven ma'ariv or not. It just means if there's a competition between ma'ariv and a mitzvah overis, do the mitzvah overis. But it's still obligatory. Okay, so now that we mentioned the machlokas between... Yeah. I hear. Right, so a lot of answers. What does that mean? I mean, pashtus means rishus. It means rishus. Because especially if you say the tilos are connected the avos, then it doesn't really make that much sense. But if you say tilos are connected to the korbanos, well, what obligatory korban is born at night? But that's not obligatory, right? Well, it's not a korban. It's the leftovers, right? It's not the same status as the korban tamid.
It's supposed to burn the fat.
I'd say, but it's not the korban. It's not the korban tamid shel shachar, the korban tamid shel ben arvayim. I don't know. Okay, so we brought down that, anyone, Ma'ariv tonight, see you there. So, we brought down the story, the machlok scene, between Rabbi Yishmael.
Maybe Taisus
Marav is butt. Genesis says it's butt. And you don't have to daven Marav.
At all. It's gone.
You do the mitzvah of Eris, and then you put it.
And then you butt it.
The rest of the night.
Maybe. Could be.
It says butt.
Right, he says, which is the butler of our mitzvah acheres ha'overes. Could be. I don't know. I'm Tosus, what I'm getting from Tosus, the Tosus.
Why should that be?
I don't know, Tosus is just saying. Tosus is just saying that it can't be, Rishus can't be, because it's Meyer, because it's Rishus. It's Rishus. Right? Tosus says it where, he says it on Chavlov also. Right? It's yesterday's Tosus. Okay, we have to do the story. The story of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yeshua. Tana Rabbanan Ma'isim Tama Nechot Shavafnei Rabbi Yeshua V'Amalei. Talmud came before Rabbi Yeshua and said to him, Tilus Arvish V'Sachova. Is Ma'ir Rishus or an obligation? Amalei Rishus. Rishus says a Rishus. Balut Pnei Rabbi Gamliel. So this troublemaker then comes over Rabbi Gamliel and Amalei and says to him, Arvish Rishus V'Sachova. Obligatory or Rishus. Amalei Chova. Gamliel says Chova. Amalei is Talmud who did the wrong thing. When you ask two rabbanim a question, the second one, you have to tell them first what the first rabbi said. So this guy is a little bit of a troublemaker, a lot of a troublemaker. Amrlei, this Talmud says, Valor Rabbi Yeshua Amrlei Rishus, Rabbi Yeshua says Rishus. So Amrlei, Rabbi Yehoshua says to him, Hamtim Ad Sheikhmasu Val Teresin, wait until the warriors come into the base of Medrash, the base of Medrash, Kenichmasu Val Teresin, Amad Shal Vishal. So when they came in, this troublemaker got up and he asked, Tfilas Aris Rishus Achova, is it a Rishus Achova? Amrlei Ragmiel, Ragmiel says, Achova, it's obligatory. Amar lehem Rabbi Gamliel Chachamim. Rabbi Gamliel says to everybody else, anyone argue with me? Klum yish adam shecholik b'davar zed. Does anyone argue with me? Knowing full well that Rabbi Shua does. Amar leh Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua, who's the skan, I guess, says, laugh. No, you look nasi. You say, that's the way it is. So Amar leh, Rabbi Gamliel says back to Rabbi Shua, hello mishimcha mishmacha amru li rishus. I heard it said in your name that you say it's a rishus. Amar leh, so Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Shua, Yeshua amor al raglecha, stand up, you idu b'chan, I'll testify about you. So Amar Rabbi Shua al ragla, Rabbi Shua got up. And he says, if I was alive and this guy was dead, I could deny it. But I'm here, he's here. I can't dispute him. I told him yesterday, I think it's a rishus. So Rabbi Gamliel sat down and was darshaning. Rabbi Shua opened our agalav. He never told Rabbi Shua to sit down. Rabbi Shua was standing the whole time. Until everyone got upset. Because the pegiyah and the cover of Yeshua, the amr luchutzbi saturgman. They said the chutzbi saturgman of Asur Hogimachas fame. Amod, stop speaking. We're not listening to Rabbi Gamliel anymore. The amr, they stopped. Amri, they said, Ad kamen, it's Ari ben Ezel. How long are we going to allow Rabbi Yishmael to embarrass and bother Rabbi Yeshua? This is the Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Gamliel to bother Rabbi Yeshua. This is the third time it happened. The Rosh Hashanah ishtake last year tzari and Rosh Hashanah he barred him. That was last the story of where. Was it Yom Kippur or not Yom Kippur? Yeah. And Rabbi Gamliel forced Rabbi Shua to come to him with his staff on the day that Rabbi Shua thought it was Yom Kippur. The Bichoris, but my son, Rabbi Tzadok, we had what happened over there in Mesefes Bichoros, Meister Tzadok, Rashi says Bichoros, Havi Rabbi Tzadok, Havi Le Buchra, he had a Bichor, Vamli Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, Amon Al Ragachal. There also was a machlokus, so whether or not you can trust the Kohanim, and Rabbi Gamliel told Rabbi Shua, didn't agree with Rabbi Shua, and made him stand up. And this is the third time. That's it. We're kicking him out. We're impeaching him and we're convicting him. So my Nokimle. So what? Who should we appoint in his stead? Nokme the Rabbi Yeshua. Should we appoint Rabbi Yeshua? Can't appoint Rabbi Yeshua. Baal Maisehu. He's involved in it. You can't have the guy who's the prosecutor become the president afterwards. So Nokme the Rabbi Akiva. Let's appoint Rabbi Akiva because he's a big Tamachafim. Says no. Dilma Anish Le. Delay says Chosavos. So maybe Rabbi Gamliel will daven and be upset. And he'll curse Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva doesn't have zechus avos because he was a ger, son of the gerim. He doesn't have zechus avos. Elo nokmi the Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias. Let's appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azarias. The hu chacham, a he's a chacham, b hu ashir, hu asiu la Ezra. He's a chacham. He's an ashir, so he doesn't have to worry about any bribery or anything like that. And he has zechus. He's ben achar ben from Ezra. Right? Hu chacham. He's a chacham, meaning. The imakish le mefarikle. If you ask makasha, you can ask it, answer it. Who usher? He's wealthy. The isle the pluchah the bekesar afu azul palach. If he has to go and and do hishtalus by the Caesar, he can also go and give presents, just like Rabbi Gamliel was able to do that. Vosuili as Ezra, and he also has a chus avos. These lays a chus avos below matzi anishle, and therefore Rabbi Gamliel davens for his harm. Nothing's happened to him because he has a chus avos. So asuva amrule. We're going to finish this. Asuva amrule. Let's ask him. Nichali lamala hayi reish masifta. Do you want to be the Rosh Hashiva? Amalei azuvi imlach b'dibitayu shebisei. Let me go ask to be for my house. Azuvi imlach b'dibitayu. So he went to ask his wife. Good idea. Go ask your wife before you take on something. So Amalei, she said to him, Dilma Ma'abrilach, well, maybe they'll remove you. So Amarlay, Lishtamashim Shion Khada, because the Mokul Machibar. Better to drink from a golden cup one day and not at all. If you have the opportunity, take the opportunity, even if it's for a short amount of time. So Amarlay, if you said to him, Lesley Chivurti, you don't have any white hair, right? So Hahu Yoma Bar Timnei Sreit Shana, that was his 18th birthday, right? It charutli nisavahadle timnei sreit to the Bekharuta. And this happened, and he got 18 rows of white hair. V'hainu dekha amri, that's what we say. When Blazer Mazayah says, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, if I am like 70 years old, below Amr ben shivim shana, because I look like I'm 70, but I'm not actually 70. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with the story.